This one over here is about to get married.
It's true. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, Dave knows a little bit about this because, well, I had to tell him a little because if I didn't, he'd probably buy his own computer. But, okay, we're getting married, and we're getting married in his birthday month. So, combined, between his birthday and the wedding, I want to get him a nice gift. Mm. Now, the computer at our house is older than the son. I don't even know how old it is. It's old, and it has been failing of late. And he keeps talking about wanting to buy a new one. And I thought to myself, since I have such an interest in learning more, that perhaps I could build him a computer as a gift, like a wedding slash birthday gift, building a computer here on the show, get your help, and really like get him the best and also know what I'm doing in the process. Like I want it to be.
And what an opportunity to teach.
Right,
as well. So those of you who have never done such a thing.
I want it to be magnificent, but I also want it to be something I can do.
Okay.
So,
First of all, I'm thinking we should totally also build a piece of garbage that you could give him as a joke.
So
like get like an old like PS2 or something
and be like,
and
here
like
you
install
go.
Like Windows 3.1 on it.
Oh my goodness.
And like present maybe not.
Probably not.
That would be hilarious.
It would be super awesome. Super be funny great. To somebody else.
We want you to be able to pitch in your advice. So get your questions in the chat room. We're watching the chat room to see what questions you have for Mrs. Rickman over here.
To be Rickman.
First of all, boils down to it, what's the budget?
Well, here's the honest truth. I don't know much about this. So this is part of the fear factor when you don't know about building your own computer.
Okay.
You don't know what you're really getting yourself into.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the budget is whatever I need to spend to get a really good daily computer with a little bit of wow factor, but not like you know.
You want to woo him. It's got to be beautiful. It's got to be impressive.
I want it to be a source of pride, and I want it to be easy to use, and I want it to have some edgy things. Like
I know what you mean, because whenever we have guests in the studio, people look at our Thermaltake Snow Edition, and they go, whoa.
That. Yeah, that's what I want.
What is that? And, you know, I open the door and show them the giant cooler.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it is. So LEDs are a thing now. That's a cheap way to really spice things up.
Yeah.
So what I would start with, Sasha, is I would get onto websites that sell pre-manufactured computers. And that is to get an idea for what is the approximate cost that you'd be paying for a gaming system. So, for example, I would go over to our website, category5.tv, and on our website, we have partners, and our partners allow you to support the show by shopping with our partners. So, I click on Shop with Our Partners. There's one on here called Newegg, and the only reason I'm going to go there, I don't want you to shop there. Amazon is much better to us, but it gives us a chance to go computer systems, gaming desktops. I presume Dave is going to want a game on this thing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's just say that that's the case.
Okay.
So let's just jump over here and say, okay, well, what are currently the best sellers on here? And get a sense for, okay, well, what are people buying right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that, okay, well, these are, you know, meh. Nah, no, those are, I don't want one of those. Those are not very
good. I will say, I mean, because the chat room has asked about size requirements.
Yeah.
I will say that the computer we use now, it is very big and it's
clunky?
Not, I mean, it's not horrible. It's, Dave built it a long time ago.
Okay.
But it is,
in a
nice spot beside our TV because we use the TV as the monitor.
Right, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it can be a nice big full tower because it's going to be a little bit of the display itself,
right?
People are going to see it, and I want it to look good so it can be big.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at the Republic of Gamer ROG systems from ASUS, and so that gives us an idea, you know, kind of what's sweet.
Perfect.
This one has like a GTX 1070 with 8 gigs of graphics. It's got an i7-7700. It's got 256 gig SSD. So things we need to think about is hard drive. So this just gives us an idea. So this is a pretty decent little system for $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Canadian. So that's like $4 US. So... you look at that and you think, okay, well, $2,100, is that reasonable? Is that kind of where we're aiming for? Is that too high, too low? And then we take that as our target.
Right.
Because that's, and because then we can say, okay, well, what does that system have that we could reuse in our shopping? Because we're going to build it ourselves.
Ourselves, right.
So can we save money? Can we get better bang for the buck by building it ourselves? What are the advantages to doing it ourselves? So first of all, what is, well, not first of all, I've asked a couple questions already, but what are the main uses for this system? Media center?
Yeah, media center.
So would you be throwing Kodi on it?
He'll be for sure. Okay. I want to install Kodi on it.
So
for
then
him.
We say, what's your TV?
Mm-hmm. Big, it's 60 inch.
Is it 4K?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to take some power.
Right.
Because the 4K is going to require a 4K HDMI output on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So instantly we've taken that price and we've said, okay, now that's up a little bit on the graphics end because 1080p is just not going to cut it for you.
Right.
And you also need enough processor power to be able to handle 4K video.
Right.
Okay.
I also want good USB ports only because I know...
You mean good?
Fast
and accessible?
Yes, fast and accessible. I want them to be on the front of the mm-hmm. tower.
Okay.
And I want them to be whatever is better than what he has now.
Do you have to be able to put stuff on top of the tower or can it be like a rounded bezel with USB ports on the top?
It can be rounded bezel with USB ports on the top.
Okay, all right, because that's pretty common for kind of sleek and natural looking. So, so far we know she needs to have a 4K video output over HDMI, I would presume is a good connector.
Yes.
For your TV. We're going to need to have... I would say with that, you're going to need at least 16 gigs of RAM would probably be advisable because mm-hmm. he's going to be doing anything on there at 4K resolution. Do you think he's ever going to want to do like VR stuff? Because if you're getting into a high-end system,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you could just add the goggles for. And
mm-hmm. Right. Is it a huge thing to add it in? It probably would be cool to have it. Do you know?
Sorry? Like if you were to throw a VR headset on there. Not that it has to be a part of it. But.
Yeah, I know. As soon as you get into VR, that's when things get a little bit more complicated. You need, I know with like NVIDIA, I think it starts at like the newer series, like the GTX, like 1060s or even like the 900 series.
Oh, okay.
So what that is it's the video card. It's like the graphics card, right?
Right.
So if he is doing gaming, things like that. And the new, like, NVIDIA, like, again, that's the card that I have. The newer ones, the 10 series, newest cards, I have the cheapest one, which is the 1060, and it works perfectly fine for me. Like, I do all my video editing, all my gaming, everything there.
Okay.
And, like, it's, like, the cheapest of the new versions that you really need right now.
Interesting fact is that you can always upgrade your video card too. So
exactly.
if you build the computer with even a 1060 or 1080 card, then you could then later remove that,
mm-hmm.
pawn it off, and buy a better card.
Right.
So that's always an option too. That's mm-hmm. one of the nice things about building it yourself is you've got that room to expand, grow.
And I'll know how to be, you know, replacing things and taking mm-hmm. things apart and putting them back together. Right now, for me, it's just like, it's so daunting to think about. I mm-hmm. would never open his computer right now and try and swap things
You've
out.
Done a pie, so this is a big step.
Yeah.
Hard drive space. Is he going to be storing the videos on the computer?
We do have an external hard drive that we use often to take things off of his computer because it maxes out.
Okay.
Is
that a USB drive? External?
Yes.
Because that could be fairly slow
when you start
getting
so
the video.
So having better storage in the computer would be great.
So I would suggest probably an SSD for the operating system
and
a supplemental storage drive, or even if you have the budget for it, two drives that would be in what's called a RAID 1.
Mm-hmm.
That would be for your data so that if it's, say, a 2 4-terabyte drives, you wouldn't have 8 terabytes. You'd only have 4 terabytes. But if one fails, you don't lose any of the files.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have that redundancy like a server. So then you don't lose and have to reaccumulate all your videos and things like that.
That's cool.
That's something to consider.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so think about that. Folks at home, viewers at home.
Yeah.
Anything else we should know about it? That, you know, things that specifically you want to be able to do with this system?
As much as, like, it's mostly just day-to-day stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not super, like, I don't, like, we're not super programmers, right?
Day-to-day, so basically high-end, awesome, ready for
day-to-day,
VR.
Day-to-day, super awesome stuff, exactly.
And it's got to be sexy as anything. Like,
it needs
be
to
sleek,
be
right?
sleek, yeah, yeah, it's a gift. Like, it's, it needs to be...
cool,
yeah.
Low maintenance.
Hot. Low maintenance.
So I'm thinking, you know, I would lean toward water cooling, but if you ever, maybe a self-contained water cooler that doesn't require refilling.
Okay.
That would be all right if we could find one that's sleek and looks nice and works within the chassis. Otherwise, you're looking at a CPU fan, which is fine, but it generates a little more noise, and it's not quite as efficient as far as cooling goes.
So water cooling would be
water cooling might be neat
cool.
if we go with go. Something that's self-contained, though, so that we don't have to refill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm excited to introduce them more to Linux, right? So then I want I want it to be I want the desktop environment, and I realize that we've been looking at that a lot. I want it to be not completely like out there, different from
foreign Windows.
But I don't want it to be too similar either, right? Like,
okay.
I want it to be intuitive, but obviously a bit different, so that when he's bringing, because he brings his computer
you gotta be
up,
able to use it.
Yeah, we have to. Mm-hmm. But he shows people, and it's a really good window into people wanting
to be
apart. So
would he be into showing off what happens on the display? Like, if we were to make it. Now, this is operating system, so we're going Linux, so
yes.
probably want to avoid any kind of BIOS features that are going to have trouble with Linux. If we have things like cool 3D effects and things in the environment, so that, you know, he can... do you want a touch screen? Do you want to be able to do swoop things? And
not a touch screen.
Okay.
Because the screen we use is our computer, or our TV.
Oh, you use the TV
the
as
TV
the screen?
The TV is the screen, always.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
4K screen.
60-inch.
60-inch 4K yeah. screen is our, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Keyboard, mouse, we should get something that matches. Make it look nice. Okay. So, anything else you can think of?
And obviously wireless keyboard, mouse.
Any question? Wireless. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. But it's got to be sleek.
Right?
It's got to be awesome. And it's got to hold a charge.
Yes.
Chat room, if you had any suggestions or anything. Yeah. Bob a K54 thinks, yeah, let's get some Barrel 3D on there. Maybe some CompuS Fusion. We're going to get the wobbly windows and throw the cube on there for you.
Cool.
So that'll be cool. Anything else? Just looking at the chat room right now, real quick. Have you seen anything there, folks? Yeah. All right. So, viewers at home, comment below. If you're on YouTube, comment there. If you're on our website, category5.tv, please comment below. And also, we have a thread over at forum.category5.tv. And you'll see in the Category 5 Technology TV forum post for Sasha's computer build. So any suggestions that you have, please post them there. I presume, like, shopping on Amazon is an option and things like that?
Yes. Now, okay. I mean, shopping on Amazon's great because I can use the links, and B, I have Amazon Prime, so I get free shipping for many
nice.
Things.
Get here
but getting it to not my house is the thing, too. Because it can't get shipped to my house.
Okay, we can ship it to our Category 5 address.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you can just choose when you order... Where do you want to ship it to?
So, the only thing Dave really knows right now is he's just not allowed to watch the show between now and the wedding. And he's not allowed to buy a new computer, which means he probably knows he's getting a computer.
Okay.
Right?
All
but he doesn't know to what scope in any way, and he doesn't know I'm building it, or else he'd probably have an anxiety attack.
Oh.
From the chat room, Lyndon does concur with me that a RAID 1 would be a good idea for the data.
Okay.
Just, you know, I had
never know.
The image voice of Category 5 Technology TV, Jody Krangle, she has a computer with multiple hard drives just for that reason, and one of the hard drives she mentioned was having some trouble. And it's beautiful that she's not at risk of losing her data.
Exactly.
Right.
Because it's on two hard drives at once.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull out one, you pop in another, and
done.
Too bad, so sad. You know, you lost the cost of, you know, you got to pay a couple $100 for another drive, but at least you didn't lose your stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, there you go.
Sweet.
There you are.
Thank you.
All right. So get your posts in, get your recommendations in. Over the course of the next few weeks, the next 2 weeks, we're going to be looking at the components themselves, assembling these for you so that we have a kind of a shopping list, if you will. And then I guess you'll just go shopping.
That's
and then
right.
We're going to get going on the builds themselves. So make sure you're here. Make sure you participate in that. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you don't want to communicate by commenting and things like that, head on over to our website, category5.tv, and you'll see the contact us. And you can simply send us an email for the live show.
Thank you so much in advance for your help, because this
everybody.
Is a thing I cannot do myself.
I can see this being on the forums and just going pages after pages
yes.
of recommendations.
And becoming a 40 video series. I'm going to say we're gonna opt for NVIDIA and we're going to opt for Intel processors.
A new i9. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just go with the best of the best.
Bestest ever.
So there we have it, folks.